Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masechet Chulin. We are up to Parakei Mishnah Gimel. So again, we're discussing Osov Yesbino, the Yisur Shecht, a second animal, the offspring of the first animal that you already shechted previously that day. Hashochet v'nimtza treifa. Let's say someone shechted an animal, but it turned out to be a treifa. Hashochet avod zara, someone shechted an animal for the sake of avod zara. Hashochet paraschatos, or a person shechted the paradum of a shor in the skull, or a person shechted a shor that was chayiv skila because it had killed the person. The egla rufa, or a person instead of doing the arifas ha'egla, which is from the back of the neck, he shechts the egla arufa, and in all those cases, he had previously shechted the mother of that animal on the same day. Rabbi Shimon says, you're potter from the malchus, because in order for the shechita to be a violation of osov esmano, it has to be a shechita haru'uya, and all of these are not shechitas haru'uyos. V'cham chayvin, but chum say that you're going to be chayv, shechita, in order to violate osov esmano, does not need to be a shechita haru'uya. Hashoch, even it's if someone shechts an animal and it becomes an avela, as he's shechting if anocher, or he punctures its nostrils, meaning he kills it by cutting through its nostrils all the way down to its chest. So v'ma'aker, or instead of slicing, he just rips out the windpipe of the animal. Pater mishum osov esbino. He's pater osov esbino because that's not even a shechita. Forget about a shechita haru'iya. This is such an improper shechita, it doesn't even qualify as a shechita. Shnayim shalachu paru bna. If two people bought a cow and its offspring from the same market, from the same guy, the same seller in the marketplace, Ezer shalachach rishon yishchot rishon, whoever bought the first animal is allowed to shecht first, and the second guy has to wait till the next day. V'mkadim ashei nizacha. But if the second guy went and shechted quickly, right away, before the first one had a chance to, then the first one is not allowed to shecht. Shachat paravachar kach shnei baneha. If someone shechted a cow and then shechted two of its offspring, sofik shmonim, he gets 80 malchios, one for each one. Shachat shnei baneha vachar kach shechata. If he shechted its two offspring and then he shechted the cow itself, sofik es arbaim, then he gets 40 malchios because he violated only one iser with that second with that final shechita. Shechata es pita ves bas pita. If he shechts the offspring and then the granddaughter, sofik shmonim, he gets 80 malchios because it's a double osov esbino, generationally. Shechata ve'es bas bita, v'achar kach shechat bita. What if he shechs the animal, then he shechs the third generation, then he shechs the second generation? So v'ges arbam, he only gets 40 malchios for the second generation, sumchat, because he didn't violate osov esbino when at the time that he shechted the third generation. Sumchat som rishum rameir, so v'ges shmonim. Sumchat says in rameir that no, he actually did violate two isurim, and he gets 80 malchios. Meaning, if in one act you violate two averos, you're going to get 80 malchios. And if you shecht two babies and then you shecht the mother, even though you did one act, you get two sets of malchios because you did two separate averos. So Sumcha says in Rameir, you get 80 malchios in this case. Barba prakam b'shana, four times in the year, hamachar b'emel chaver tzarech l'odia, when you sell an animal to somebody, you got to let him know that I've sold ima macharti l'shchot, bita macharti l'shchot, that I've sold the mother, or I've sold the offspring, or something like that. Ve'lu hein, and the four times of the year are as follows. Because during these four times of the year, we assume that anyone who's buying is buying to shecht today, because there's a time pressure to use this meat and to have meat available. Ve'eluhain, these four times a year are as follows. Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, the Erev of the last days of Sukkot, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ukdiv Rabbi Yose Aglili, Af Erev Yom HaKippurim Begalil. Rabbi Yose Aglili says, even Erev Yom HaKippur in Begaliel, because that's a time where people, there's a mitzvah to have a suda on that day, and therefore you have to let the buyer beware that if you shecht it today, you're going to be in violation of an iser. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amasai Bizman Shein Lo Revach. That's only if there's no space between the sales, meaning it's the same day. But if you sold the mother 2 days ago, Ein Tzarech L'Hodia, then you don't need to tell the buyer today that you sold the mother yesterday or 2 days ago. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if there's a chasana going on and you sold the mother to the chasan and the daughter to the kala, shetzarich lahodiyo, then you need to let them know, because obviously they're preparing for the same wedding. You know that they're both shechting on the same day. Moving on to Mishnah Dal, Barbah Prakamelo, on these very four same days where people are always getting meat prepared, mashchitin es hatabach bal korcho, you force a butcher to shecht it, even if he's not interested. Afilu shor shava elef dinarim, even if an animal is worth 1,000 dinars, you just want to buy one little piece of meat from one corner of the animal, and the guy's like, it's not worth it for me to shech this whole big animal for your one little piece of meat. You're allowed to force him to shech it, because people have to have meat for yantif, and we therefore require it. And therefore, if the animal dies before it's shechted and becomes an avela, the buyer is the one that loses out. He cannot make the seller give him back his money. But when it comes to the rest of the year, that's not going to be true. If you buy an animal on a day that's not one of these four unique days, you're not allowed to force the shochet to shech the animal for you, because most of the days of the year, the guy can say, it's not worth it for me. So you don't own it just by paying for it. You have to do a kinyan. And since the buyer didn't do a kinyan, you don't own any part of the animal, and you have no right to force the seller to shecht it. Lefichach in meis, and therefore, if the animal dies, since the buyer doesn't own any of it, so meis lemocher, the mocher is the one that loses out when only money has changed hands, but no actual kinyan has been done. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel, we learned about machlokes about how bad a shechita has to be for it not to be violated. Of Osov Espino, if it's just that it was a trefo or shechted for avod zara, or as a paradum, or as a shar niskal, or as an agla rufa, that's a machlokas tanaim. But if it became a nevelo, or you just yanked the pipes out of the animal, then that's for sure not a shechita, and you're going to be potter. And then we said, if two people buy a mother and daughter animal on the same day, then the first one, whoever bought first, has the right to shecht first. If a person shechts an animal and it's two offspring on the same day, so he's chayv 40 malchios for each of the offspring. If you shecht the two offspring and then the mother, you only chayv 40 malchios. If you shecht three generations, mother, daughter, granddaughter, you're chayv 80 malchios. But it's a machlokas if you shecht grandmother, granddaughter, and then generation one, generation three, and then generation two. And then we had learned that there are four times a year where you need to tell people that I sold the mother or the offspring of this animal today, because it's in all likelihood people who bought it are going to shecht it that day. But that's only if there was no daylight, there was no space, there was no day of time in between the two sales. But if there was time between the two sales, then only if it's for the same wedding is it going to be a problem. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said that during those very same four times of year, as soon as you give the money, we assume that there is a kinyan and you are the owner, and therefore you can force the guy to shecht the animal, even though you only want a little bit of it. And if it dies, you're the one that takes the loss. The buyer's the one that takes the loss. But if when it's other times of the year, then money is not a kinyan, and therefore it still belongs to the mocher. You cannot force anybody to shecht it, and therefore the mocher is one that takes the loss if it dies. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Hay.